gentlemen, welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. We'll begin our meeting today. Invocation by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to represent you. We ask that you special blessing for all those who are still impacted by this virus. We hope that those who have been contacted get well and hurry as the family members continue to work with them and try to put their health back in order. We ask that you bless this governing body to make the best decisions and represent those who would represent in Jefferson County. We ask all these things in your precious name.
Amen. Say, pledge to you. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Senegal and Weaver had to be out today on other business. So. We will begin our agenda with that of the purchasing. We're going to go under public health. I may consider properly adopt the resolution recognizing Austin Cecil Walt, M.D., for 33 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Public Health Department to the citizens of Jefferson County, which he can well earn retirement.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So, Doctor, if you would come up to the podium, Commissioner Alford has a resolution that he's going to read.
Dr. Walt, since this resolution, be it remembered at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 13th day of October. Motion by Commissioner Everett Bo Alford, precinct number 4, and second by Commissioner Eddie Arnold, precinct number 1. The following resolution was adopted. Whereas Austin Cecil Walters, M.D., is leaving Jefferson County Public Health Department after 33 years of service. Whereas Dr. Walks worked as the Jefferson County Health Authority, he weathered many storms physically and literally, including hurricanes, tropical storms, major flood events, to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas Dr. Walks' relationship with community members, a treasure point, his drive to help those through disaster and triumphs has not gone unnoticed. He is known throughout the county as an honorable man, co-worker. Patients will miss him dearly. And whereas after 33 years, we say goodbye. Happy retirement. Thank you, Dr. Walks, for your dedicated service, knowledge, and management over the years. Maintain a reputable and safe place for the citizens of Jefferson County and co-workers. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Austin Cecil Walks, M.D., for his dedicated service, as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wish him well in the retirement. Signed this day by this honorable Commissioners Court, Dr. Walks, 33 years.
Thank you. Good morning, Judge Brunny, Commissioner Oxford, Commissioner Arnold. You know that when the state of Texas mandated the IHC program in 1986, that Jefferson County hired me to institute the program in February 1987. You all also know that physical, mental, and spiritual health is paramount to every human being, and that a prime tenet of our culture and society is to care for the least fortunate among us. That is why we have slogans like, I am my brother's keeper. Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. As a consequence, the Texas legislature enacted the IFC bill. And what is unknown to you are some facts which I will briefly bring to your attention, that I might enlighten you on where we were, where we are now, and what may be the future in this long journey of providing health care to the citizens of this country, of this county, from which I must fade away and leave competent professionals, to complete. From 1987 to the present, the department continues to provide care to our citizens, but consultants in many fields are hard to acquire, and previously we had to solicit contractual services with UTMB Galveston, which no longer exists. However, though the situation has somewhat improved, the department continues to seek further improvements. Nevertheless, the constant factor of your health department is empathy towards patients by staff. A successive number of nurses, social workers, and support staff who care for the citizens of Jefferson County as they would for their own parents and family, with dignity, skill, and love. They serve in floods, storms, multiple hurricanes, flu epidemics, and the pandemic with proficiency, knowledge, and professionalism. There are those that have waded through water knee-deep to give shots to people in Bevel Oaks, or waited until 2 o'clock in the morning at Fort Park to examine and treat Katrina victims, or climb through the attic to get into a darkened pharmacy to get medicine for victims of Rita. And in both Rita and I traveled to Mid County, Sabine Pass, Port Arthur, Fennec, Hampshire, Nome, China, Cheeks, and Neville Oaks, giving shots and necessary medical care and assistance. These are the personnel of the health department. They are dedicated. They now have more tools with which to do their job. A mobile medical unit, telemedicine, ultrasound equipment, the picture of most parts of the body, chemistry analyzer, vital signs monitoring, spirometry, and EKG EKG machines. The health and wellness of the citizens of Jefferson County has a bright future. There is a slogan in the department which states, health care from the heart. But I say, health care from the heart of a compassionate spirit. That is the Jefferson County Public Health Department. Thank you for allowing me to serve for so long with such a competent and caring group. Thank you.
I just want to say, Dr. Walker, it's been a pleasure during my 14 years here at the county to have the opportunity to work with you. I'm sorry because of all of the catastrophes and events that Jefferson County residents have had to endure, that we've had to work together so closely. I wish it would have been at a distance if our citizenry could have been spared all of these events. But through it all, you were very professional, informative, and compassionate. And I will always appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. And I'd like to introduce a few members of my family. My daughter, Desmar, Dr. Desmar, and Elizabeth's daughter, next to her, and introduce some of my co-workers here in the front, in the back row, and this row.
All right, Desmar, I didn't see you back there. You had that mask on. How you doing, Doc? Doc, it's been a pleasure working with you. You have done tremendous things here at the county, but not only that, and I see Desmond back then, I know y'all do missions where y'all go around this country and help people. It has to be from the heart. You've done a tremendous job here, and we can only say, God bless you, and hope that you have many more years in front of you to help people. All right.
Thank you. We plan to do some medical missions all over the world and in Barbados. If you come down that way sometime, look us up.
Doctor, I'm going to give you a flag that was flown on the Jefferson County Courthouse. That's a reminder of your time here. I'm not going to give you your certificate and your resolution until the other two commissioners are back and have an opportunity to use it. But we pray the best for you and your medical patients down on the Caribbean and hope to the hospital that have a
Thank you.
Dr. Walker. I would also like to say congratulations on accomplishing 33 years of spectacular service to Jefferson County residents and all the things that you've been able to achieve in helping others in their health issues and in volunteering for other activities as well. So I wish you the best in your retirement, and hopefully our doors will be open for you anytime you need anything from Jefferson County. Come see your fellow commissioners or employees, and the best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. All right. We will move to items of purchasing. Item A is to execute receipt file contract renewal for term contract sheriff department, law enforcement equipment and uniforms with Burgoon Company, GT Distributors, and Dolls LLC, with price changes shown on attachment A. For a fourth and final 1 year renewal from August 18, 2020 to August 17, 2021. Item B is to consider an approval award execute receiving file of professional services agreement for a master plan update with KSA engineers for the airport improvement project program. Works for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in accordance with the request for qualifications on call professional airport planning services, airport master plan update, and environmental analysis. Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is consider establishing approved selection review committee to include one elected official to review responses received for requests for qualifications, grant application development services for FEMA hazard mitigation grant program, flood mitigation assistance, and building resilient infrastructure community for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-326. And item D is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.15281, by Horns Auction Inc., scheduled for Saturday, November 7th at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
We need names for the committee, sir.
Okay. I'll appoint Patrick, Commissioner Alford, and Commissioner Arnold to come up with an elected official.
Let's do the treasurer, Mr.
Hallmark. Mr. Arnold. This review committee for this grant application for the FEMA grant program.
And he's been elected official?
No. We just need one elected official on that.
See, you did it for us. Did you have it?
Could we have one more name, please, sir?
Dale?
No, I'm supervising. By law, no.
This is for FEMA grant application, so why don't we put Fran on it, too?
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The county auditor, item A, is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,846.56 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for October insurance reimbursement. And B is received, filed, revised, public defender contract agreements for that. Criminal District Court, 252nd District Court, Drug Impact District Court. Item C is consider and approve certified role jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2020 for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve expenditure by JV Precinct 1, Place 1, in accordance with the order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for purchase of receipt paper in the amount of $198. Item C is regular county bills, check number 475963 through 476253. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is consider possible approval of authorized county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. Consider possibly approved as B, extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item C is to receive and file executed facilities use and indemnification agreement between Jefferson County Golden Pass LNG Terminals LLC and Southeast Texas Civilian Task Force for use of property at Jacksonville Regional Airport. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing county grant, Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for United Board of Missions for fiscal year 2021. Item E is to receive and file executed interlocal contract between the City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, Jefferson County, Hardin County, Jefferson County, and Orange County for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force pursuant to Texas Government Code, Section 791.001 through 791.027. Item F is to receive and file executed interlocal cooperation avoidance agreement between Jefferson County and Newton County regarding housing and care of certain inmates of Newton County by Jefferson County. Item G is considered possible approval and authorized county judge to execute community agreement memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Region 5 Prevention Resource Center for the period of September 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021 for them to collect data regarding alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, and illicit drug usage. Item H is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for Fall 2020 Grant Request. Via addendum, item I is to consider and possibly approve resolution to renew extend the disaster declaration issued for Hurricane Delta. We have a motion on those items under county commission.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. I don't think that there has ever been a commissioner's court in the state of Texas that has had on its agenda renewal of three disaster declarations in one period. It has been September 2019 to the present. It's been one heck of a ride. I thank the people of Jefferson County for being so resilient. Human resources, item A, is to consider and possibly approve and ratify 84 days of extended leave without pay beginning September 26, 2020. Nicole Purdy, an employee of the Sheriff's Department, item B, is to consider and approve and ratify 90 days of extended leave without pay beginning September 25th, 2020 for Lorinda Malbrew, employee of the Sheriff's Department. That motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Commissioner or elected official have anything they would bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I would bring one thing to the public attention. Today is October 13th, the first day of early voting here in Jefferson County. Please get out and vote.
Any other action? I think at the peak, Friday night, we had 77,000 Jefferson County citizens without electrical service. That number this morning, which is probably improved since we first talked, was 16,207. So they're making rapid gains. When Hurricane Delta came through, the National Weather Service said for us to expect 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. Got 90 to 100 mile an hour wind. Saturday morning, we took a helicopter ride to assess the damage, do the overall preliminary damage assessment before preliminary damage assessment team went out. Saturday and Sunday, we had numerous homes with missing shingles, missing vinyl siding, some destroyed outbuildings and lots of fences and trees down, but we're not going to reach a presidential disaster declaration that will bring into effect the Stafford Act's individual assistance provisions, because to get that we would have to have 800 uninsured homes with major damage, which we thankfully do not have, but that's not good news for the people that do have major damage to their home. We will probably get SBA loan assistance for the impacted homeowners. I think if this storm had come through in 2004, we would have seen a lot of major damage. But after Hurricanes Rita in 2005 and Ike in 2008, the entire community built back according to new windstorm insurance requirements that strengthened our community and made it more resilient, so that we see with each successive storm we have less and less damage, except for the floods, obviously. But the windstorm events are not having as dramatic an impact on us as they once did. So we need to continue to utilize good construction techniques that recognize the impact of weather events. We, as a commissioner's court, need to work with FEMA to improve our base flood elevation building requirements, and hopefully those in the future, because that year will not be as negatively impacted as we have over the last 15 years. But, I thank the emergency response team for all the help, as well as the precinct for their debris removal activities. Commissioners, it's been a great team effort, and I hope that those remaining 16,000 people will get their power back very quickly. Anything else?
Judge, I would like to comment on the debris removals. Unlike other disasters we've had in the recent past, since we're not qualified for government assistance, any debris removal will be upon each of the precincts, road and bridge crews to take care of, and that will be done on a limited basis in my precinct. I have not spoken to the other commissioners, but if the trees fell on the county roads, we will take care of the debris if it were called upon to do so. If it's on private property, the individuals will need to take care of their own debris and get it hauled off or whatever, because we don't have the resources to be able to go around and clean up all the trees up throughout the county or the precinct. So,
nor can we legally go on private property.
Correct. But anyway, I just wanted to make that statement for the general public that may be watching this presentation on TV, that there will be some limitations on what we can do as far as debris removal from debris that fell on private property. Thank you.
Let me also mention this, that sometimes during hurricanes, people will view the roadside pickup as an opportunity to put out old paint cans and things of that nature. We can't pick up those hazardous substances. I would have mentioned that I believe it's October 26th.
Coming up, yes.
They will be doing the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission will be doing the hazardous substance, old tires, things of that nature that you can't dispose of with your. And you can go to the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission website and find out where that is going to be. I believe it's going to be in Bridge City.
Correct.
But they'll take old paints, fertilizers, herbicides, tires, things of that nature. So if you want to get rid of those things, you can bring them over there on 9 days.
Mr. Judge, with those things being stated, especially what you said, Commissioner Owen, I think that we might need to have each of the other members of the court is here, we may need to have a workshop with you, Judge, emergency management, and sit down and make sure we put some things out and have emergency management possibly use Blackboard to coordinate some things, because there is quite a bit of debris down. We need to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, Long, let's do a workshop for next Tuesday. Commissioner Senegal will not be back next Tuesday, but if we can at least have the road bridge foreman here.
Okay.